But first, we thought we would welcome to the program Dr. Carlton Maxwell, our sports psychologist from the University of Texas at Dallas, where he teaches psychology. He's also authored or co-authored over 4,000 books. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Oh, coffee.
Getting a little bit of coffee here to get us going.
My morning coffee. I always have to have it. It really wakes me up. It's getting my goo-goo juice, as you would say.
There you go.
That's what the truckers say.
Yes, I just went on summer vacation.
Ah.
Yes, to San Simeon, as a matter of fact.
Interesting.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but it's a castle.
Yes.
Built by William Randolph Hearst.
Okay.
Yes, it's so magical. If you ever get a chance to get out there, I would really encourage you to do so.
We believe we're going to go there here in a couple weeks of training camp.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
what a great choice. It's so magical. When I was a kid, I would always dream of living in a castle and wearing fancy outfits, you know. So it was great to see a real castle.
Sure. Yes.
And, of course, I can afford to go out to San Simeon because I am a book merchant.
Yes.
And books have been doing very well lately.
Have they?
Yes. Hmm. I'm a merchant in books.
That's great to know.
In books.
And deal in beaks.
Wait?
Pardon me?
Beaks?
He's talking about books.
Yeah, I'm talking about beaks. I have been at UTD for many years now, and my Psych 101 classes have always been packed and filled with sycophantic students wanting to touch the hem of my moo-moo, and that has really led me into publishing success. So I'm just crushing it at UTD. And, of course, as Craig mentioned, I have written, edited, or published over 4,000 books.
Yes.
4,000
books.
That's right. And I actually put in a little bit of a sampling for you.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
Well, that's great.
Yes. You know, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the weather outside has been frightful. And
yes,
not in the winter variety. I'm talking about summer.
Yes.
Summer has been brutal.
That's the main reason that we wanted to have you on. We wanted to talk about the psychology of dealing with a really hot summer.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, you kind of said that weird.
What? No, everyone makes
Didn't
broadcast mistakes every
weird,
once in a while, and Craig just made one of them and he said, see me. But yes, everyone needs to really take care of themselves because, you know, heat can be fatal. You know, mm-hmm. if you do not pay attention to the heat, so you've got to take care of yourself. And I think, what better way to take care of yourself during the summer heat than buying books by NFL players teaching you how to deal with it?
Okay, interesting.
All right. Like what?
Like this book here that I brought for you, George. It's called Hotter Than My Ball Sweat by Tyler Biadasz.
Gross.
An NFL Center's Guide to Swamp Crotch for Broadcasters. So I brought this for you, George.
Okay, thanks. I'll give it a read, I guess.
And then I know Craig, I think, is a...
I didn't get any of that.
Something about the NBA, so say yes.
I like the NBA.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, so I brought you this one. This is a brand new NBA-related book that I have published. It is called...
God.
It's called Was Jalen Brunson Really That Great? A Defensive Tome by Mark Cuban.
Yeah, he's already spinning that one, huh?
Yep.
So, and Mark did all of his own anatomical drawings in this book.
Okay.
Yes, it's really, he's drawn Jalen with some impressive features.
Huh, okay.
As you see him in certain shower sketches, which is weird. But,
very weird.
And Luca even has a new book out.
Who?
It's called Luca.
Oh, Luca.
Luca. Yeah. Yes, what did you think I was saying?
I wasn't sure.
Luca. 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 It's called Oh No, We Suck Again.
So he really hates the Brunson.
With thing. Illustrations by former major leaguer Chili Davis.
Oh, wow, you got Chili involved.
Yes, yes. And speaking of Major League Baseball, we're running a little bit of a discount right now on a certain book of ours, a certain title in our catalog. Mm-hmm. It was a beginning of a career memoir. It's called I'll Never Hit an Inside the Park Home Run by Josh Smith. We're blowing those out right now.
Oh, okay, discount. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
blowing them out right now.
His first home run, as it turns out.
So we're really encouraging people who come into our little shop. We have a pop-up store.
Really odd book.
That's how you do it.
Really odd book for a fast guy to write.
and people come into our paper store looking for that particular tomb, and live here inside the park community by Josh Smith. We encourage them instead to buy his How to Play Baseball While Looking Like Scott Stapp.
Oh, that's a new book.
He does. Okay. He does look like him.
Josh has written that as well. I have this one. This one is for you, George, because I know that you are an incredibly, accomplished golfer.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Didn't get any of that.
I don't know if I'm accomplished.
What is happening?
This one's called I Now Have Just As Many Titles as Troy and One More Than Roger by Tony Romo.
Okay.
He details his incredible athletic career.
Three celebrity golf titles.
Three titles.
He does, yeah.
I mean, with the three titles now, Romo is, in my opinion, now a shoe-in for the Ring of Honor. 888-787-13.
No, we're not taking calls.
Let's throw them open. And then this one, other Cowboy fans may be interested in this one. It's called, and speaking of hot summers, How I Remain Cool in My 70s by Jerry Jones. Hmm. And it details...
hang on.
Got an over-anxious drummer.
The subtitle is, By Having a New Kid with a Hip Airline Agent. So it's a different kind of cool.
All right.
Right.
He's cool in his 70s.
Different kind.
Would you tell all your friends that parade in here every day at 8:40 they don't have to talk about that?
And I also have a collection of tips and tricks to stay cool in this weather by former NFL player Rick Skinlanin.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I'll read some of his tips here. Wear clothing that is not heavy or warm. Use your air conditioner AC. And drink some water that you have.
Great tips.
Boy.
Groundbreaking. You have. Thank you so much. Stay cool, Dr. Maxwell.
Go.
There he goes. Dr. Carlton Maxwell, ladies and gentlemen.